Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
Keep on blessing me.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. He keep on blessing me. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. We thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, you are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That song was enough for me. Hallelujah. You keep on blessing me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, give God the praise this morning. We thank and praise our God, for this is the day that he has made. He said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise our God. Welcome, 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 everyone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us pray, people of God. I done got so far out there with that song. Amen. Praise God. If I was asleep, oh, glory to God, I'm woke now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome the Holy Spirit this morning. Amen. The Holy Ghost power this morning. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. You woke us up this morning, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and we give you honor. We give you the glory this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just ask, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit. Spirit, to open up our hearts, open up our minds this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will receive the unadulterated word of God today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, hallelujah, for a supernatural move on this line this morning, a manifestation of your power, your authority, your guidance, your deliverance, your healing. Glory to God. We say thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as I step aside, glory to his name, I ask that you hide me behind the cross this morning, Lord Jesus. Jesus, that they will hear you and hear you only, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we say thank you, Lord, today, God, for all that's on this line this morning, God. We thank you, glory to God, for your healing, God. We thank you, God, for your deliverance, God. We thank you, God, for making a way, God. We thank you that we are blessed and highly favored on today. Now, God, we just say thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done. We thank you for this very new day, God, that you have made, Lord God. This is the last Sunday of this month, Lord, and we just ask that you do something supernatural for the people of God. Now, God, give me wisdom, give me knowledge, and give me understanding that only comes from the very throne room, Lord God. Stir up every gift on the Kodabasinimihotabasaya. Stir up every gift on today, Father. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up on today, God. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. People of God, the Lord says, stand still, come on, and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. I'm going to talk about why we're going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Bible says in Exodus 14 and 13, the Bible says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. So that is the word of the Lord this morning. That is our scripture this morning. Stand still, people of God, and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, the three most common words we hear amongst ourselves, amen, our Christian walk, amen, in times of crisis. Lord, do something. Do something. It's totally against our nature as human beings to stand still and do nothing when we face perplexing trials. In fact, waiting patiently For God to act is probably the most difficult thing about the walk, the Christian walk. Even devoted believers panic sometimes when the Lord doesn't move according to their timetable. Glory to God. We constantly give God deadlines and time limits. We cry, Lord, when are you going to do something about this? When are you going to do something? How long will you take? If you don't act now, it will be too late. Come on, people of God. But God is never too late, people of God. He always acts, not according to our schedule, but his schedule. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to us today about his schedule, not our schedule, but the schedule that God is on. Our God is always searching the earth for people who will trust him in every crisis. Glory to God. If you're living today, something is going on in your life. Something is going on in your mind. Trials and hopeless situations. Indeed, he often leads us into situations that are alarming. Now, how many people know, praise God, hallelujah, God, it's God that will lead us into situations that are alarming and critical and difficult in order to test us sometime. He wants to see if we're willing to stand still and wait for him to bring supernatural deliverance. So I say supernatural deliverance. It's not going to be a natural thing. It's going to be a supernatural deliverance. Come on, Holy Spirit. The Bible says very clearly that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. That's Psalms 37 and 23 for all my Bible scholars out there. And the Hebrew word all for ordered here means prearranged, meaning that he's already prearranged your steps. Ordained by God. Come on, Holy Spirit. This means it is God, not the devil, who leads us into difficult places. We may cry out, Lord, why are you allowing my crisis to continue? But the truth is, not only does he allow our trials, but he does so deliberately for a purpose, people of God, and that is a hard thing for us to accept. Yet God allows these hard things in our lives in order to produce faith in us. Somebody say, God is producing faith in me. He wants to show himself strong in my life, and he's building me up and not tearing me down. He's building me up. He is molding and shaping us into godly examples of faith and to be his testimony to a godly generation. I firmly believe every step we take is ordained by our Heavenly Father. And if that is indeed true, then I can't believe that God will ever lead us or you, amen, to the brink of a difficult situation to abandon you. Somebody say, God will never abandon me. I feel the Holy Ghost, Master Kunana Masanda. Yes, Holy Ghost. Somebody feels that God has abandoned them, but God has not abandoned you. He wouldn't say, oh Carolyn, I directed you to this point. Now you're on your own. That's not true, people of God. God will never leave you, nor forsake you. He said, I will be with you into the end of this world. Not God is absolutely faithful, you know. No, he's faithful to his children in every crisis. He is always asking us, will you be the one I've been searching for? Will you be the one that God is searching for? Glory to God. Will you be the one who won't panic? Glory to God, who won't charge me with forsaking or abandoning me and hurting my children. God will never do those things. Glory to God. Will you stand still in your crisis, and will you lean on faith and trust me to see things through? God will see things through, people of God. No matter what you go through today, God will see you through. No matter what people do to you, God will see you through. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. God knows what he's doing. Praise God. Sometimes he leads us into places that he can show us his glory. My God. And the Bible is filled with great alarming crisis, and God deliberately set up glory to God, the people of God sometimes, praise God. And somebody say, it's a setup, it's a setup. God is setting me up to bless me. God is setting me up to go through this. God is setting me up, glory to God, to bring glory out of my life. The Old Testament lists many times of testing for God's people. Perhaps the greatest example of these was Christ at the Red Sea. And I don't know who's standing at the Red Sea right now, glory to God. This trial wasn't instigated by the devil or by Pharaoh. It was a crisis completely arranged by God, set up by his very own command to Israel. After all, Scripture says, my God, I say thank you. It was God who hardened Pharaoh's heart, who caused the Egyptian to pursue Israel, who allowed the Egyptian army to overtake them by the sea. Glory to God. Sometimes, people of God, hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning. Sometimes God has to harden somebody's heart in order to cause turmoil in your life that can show, glory to God, show forth his glory at the end, praise God. What they thought they did to you, praise God, hallelujah, or doing to you right now, praise God, is a setup by God to bring glory out of that situation. Can I talk to us today? My God, I say thank you. God had told the people specifically to camp between Migdol and Pahara. This location was situated between two mountain passes with the sea bordering on a third side. The only possible route to escape was back into the wilderness. How many know that God will not allow you to go back, but he will push you forward even in the tight situation? My God, I say thank you. And that was blocked by Pharaoh's approaching army. Now, the Israelite was horrified at their situation. Their God had led them there. My God, I say thank you. Don't you sometimes understand, glory to God, to try to understand what God is doing in your life and how he got you to this point and what's next in my life, God? How you're going to open doors? How you're going to close doors? How I'm going to meet new people? How I'm going to advance? How I'm going to be promoted? How my children are going to be blessed? How the ones, glory to God, I stand here to wait on you, God, so I will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Let me point out to you something here. God could have prearranged to knock the wheels off the Egyptian chariot at any time. He could have done it in the wilderness, standing and stranded the Egyptians and starving them to death. But instead, he waited until they were between the wall of the separated sea. God could have sent the supernatural cloud down upon the Egyptian camp to confuse them. Run around in confusion in the midst of their days. But instead, he chose to send the cloud behind the Israelite as protection. Our God could have sent a single angel to slay the entire Egypt army. In the blink of an eye, he could have chosen to destroy them at any point. But the Lord didn't do any of those things. Instead, he squeezed Israel into a tight, alarming situation, a crisis that was impossible to escape by human means. Can you imagine God squeezing you so tight? Amen. Praise God. Holy Spirit, have you ever known God to squeeze you in a tight spot that you can't do nothing but trust in him to bring you out with his strong hand, with the supernatural power that he possesses? I believe the Lord had two purposes in allowing these impossible situations for his people. As I begin to think about it, even this morning, I begin to look at the word of God, and all of a sudden, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, the Lord began to take me into the realm of the Spirit and start speaking in tongues, and glory to God, and just want to hear his voice and what he is saying. Amen. Praise God. We all been in a tight squeeze, and some of you still in a tight squeeze, and you don't know what to do next. Praise God, get caught up outside. He was determined to so alienate Israel's enemies. They would never again have to look over their shoulders in fear. God was saying, in essence, I'm going to slew them. I'm going to slew your enemies, body along the shores, and so you can see every one of them dead. Glory to God. You will know I have the power. Somebody say, my God has the power over every situation I'm going through. My God will do it for me. Praise God. All he wants you to do is say, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The enemy you seen on yesterday, you will see no more. God wanted to provide an opportunity for his people to put their lives in his hands. Anybody ready to put your life in the hand of God? When you put your life in the hand of God, glory to God, he will take good care of you. To stand still and trust him to give your life and to give them direction. Amen. Praise God. So to stand still and to trust him to give you direction, that's what we need to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of times we go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. What do I do? What do I do? And sometimes God says, I just need you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. My God. Hallelujah. How do we know God arranged this frightful situation to test his people? His own word said so. Thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led these days, glory to God, 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee. Come on, people of God, to humble thee. I led you there to humble yourself. Glory to God. When God began to bless you, praise God, you know God led you, praise God. Hallelujah. When you come out, praise God. Hallelujah. Because while you was in there, he was humbling your spirit. Hallelujah. To prove thee, to know what was in your heart. See, he has to know what's in your heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or no. So therefore, praise God, sometimes God deals with us in a peculiar way. Come on, Holy Spirit, to test our hearts to see what's going on the inside of us. But he told the Israelites, see, I was the one that don't remember. Come on, remember all the days which the Lord thy God led you 40 years in the wilderness, had to humble you, to prove you, to know what's in your heart, whether you will keep my commandments or no. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8:2, this verse spells out clearly all the ways which the Lord led thee. It was God who led them to the Red Sea, not the devil. Come on, we always blame the devil. The first thing we say, oh, the devil having his way. Oh, the devil did this. Oh, the devil did that. Sometimes, praise God, is not the devil. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to know, praise God, will you stand still? Will you wait for me? Will you trust me in this situation? Will you trust me to work things out the way I want to work them out? Don't put your hands in it. Take your hands out of it and let me do it. My God, I say thank you. Who is God talking to this morning? My God, I say thank you. But why did God do this? The same chapter tells us that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee, meaning test thee, to do thee good at thy latter end in verse number 16. God was saying, in essence, I was after something in you. I brought you into these situations so you could practice your faith. Only these kinds of circumstances could produce true faith in you. Only you, only your absolute trust in me could ever get you out. See, there are some things that God put us in that we have to totally trust him to bring us out. Praise God. He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. In verse number 3, in other words, I gave you hard places, hungering places, thirsting places, places that were alarming, terrifying, to see if you had or trusting heart. ways for the Israelites to run. No path was bare, with no trees or caves to hide them up. And the seas hemmed them in on the other side. They simply had no place to run. It was an impossible situation. Scripture says that at this point, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes and behold, the Egyptian marched after them. And they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. When we get afraid, listen, go to the Lord in prayer. Try placing yourself in their situation. Your family is gathered around, your children, your grandparents, you know, all the family related, and suddenly you hear the rumbling chariot wheels and rattling glory to God behind you and a fierce war cry of a murderous, bloodthirsty army. Would you be afraid? I know I would. The trust is, and the truth is, God is patient with us when the unlawful flush of human fear overcomes us in a sudden crisis. And you can't tell me, praise God, that hallelujah, when something comes up, you're not fearful. Amen. We know that the Bible says that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a love of sound of mind. Glory to God. But we know that. But we know that fear still comes in our heart because we are human beings. And sudden crisis faces us. Our Lord is not a hard taskmaster. And he knows this would be a frightening experience for Israel. In fact, he would have been pleased with a prayer such as, Lord, I'm afraid. We afraid. Yet we know you have always been faithful to deliver us. When we were in Egypt, you delivered us from the death angel and from all plagues. And we know you have the power to deliver us out of the crisis as well. No matter how bleak it looks, Father, we commit our lives into your hands. Anybody ready to commit your life into the hands of the Lord? I keep hearing the Lord says, commit your life into my hands. Glory to God. But was this Israel cried? The scripture says, they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, has thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore has thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? It had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. But see, you got to know who your God is. See, Egypt, glory to God. If we look at the children of Israel, amen, praise God, we would think, praise God, what God doing signs and wonders and miracles in their lives, that they know that, praise God, God, I know you're going to deliver me out of this. And they murmured, they complained, glory to God, to the man of God, glory to God, that they were being sarcastic. Were they being sarcastic? I don't think so, almost at the point of blasphemy. And they charged God with intent to destroy them. This was not the cry of faith. Are you facing your own crisis right now? Perhaps you're carrying a burden so heavy, your friends would fall at the faces weeping if they knew about them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we don't tell everything. Glory to God. Fear sometimes grips us on the inside, and we're so scared because we don't want to tell somebody because we're supposed to be the strong person. Oh, the Lord is blessing me. Oh, the birds and the trees are flying around my head. Oh, butterflies are all over the place. Praise God. But sometimes in our heart, we are scared. We have fear in our hearts sometimes, praise God, under the hood of our side. Yet the fact remains, you have been led into your very difficult situation by the Lord himself. The simple biblical truth is that if you are his, if he has ordained your steps, then he has put you where you are. Come on, I want you to know that today, praise God. He must have a good reason for it. You are in your testing stage, or you're being tested by God. And every test is not a bad test. Amen, praise God. He just want to know where your heart is. Where is your heart? My sake, put up a standard. You may ask, What am I supposed to do when I'm brought into such a crisis? What shall I do when everything appears hopeless, when there is no visible escape? What happens when I overcome with fear because everything is coming down and all around me? Glory to God. And I have nowhere to turn, no answers to my problems, no one to tell, glory to God, me how to get out. Glory to God of the trouble. Here is how God answered Israel. He said, when face their crisis, he told them, fear ye not. So when you're in a crisis, God said, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord shall fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. And that's a hard thing sometimes for people to hold their peace. Amen. They always got to add something on Kobo, sitting in Kota Messiah. Add something in. They can't hold their peace. See, when people say things to me, praise God, and I know that I hear the Spirit of God speaking to me, I want you to hold your peace in this situation. My God, I say, thank you, Jesus. It's just like brought something back to me, praise God. It was a woman. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Praise God. God, let me experience something more. On this week, I heard a whole group of people talking about another young lady, praise God. And all of a sudden, God led me to this woman, praise God. And she said to me, praise God, I don't know why they won't do this and why they won't do this and why they won't do this. And I knew the reason, but the Lord said, you better hold your peace. Sometimes we talk too much and we get ourselves in trouble, people of God. Hallelujah. So I heard the Spirit of God said, hold your peace. You know what's going on, but hold your peace. You pray for that young lady. Hold your peace. The Lord was saying to them, the first matter you must deal with is your fear. I will fight for you, and I will save and deliver you. Now let that problem be your strength. Let it drive you out all the fear. Because God is going to do it, people of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. God has a covenant with us called a new covenant that he has. First, I want to talk about the bondage to sin. That is your battle with the flesh, because sometimes we have a battle. But see, my speaking out of turn and telling that young lady, I could have caused a big argument. I could have caused a big fight. I could have caused a whole lot of things if I didn't hold my peace. If my flesh was rising, but the Spirit of God rose up and said, shut it up. Zip it. Don't you say nothing. Under the new covenant, God will allow situations to show us how helpless we are and how wholly dependent we are on him to deliver us through faith. God will never lead you into temptation. I want to say that one more time. God will never lead you in temptation, but he will allow you to come to your wit's end. If you have a besetting sin, that sin is the Pharaoh of your life. What's chasing you? The Pharaoh of your life. And his army of a lion spirit comes against you continually with demonic lies. You're not going to make it. You're going down. You will end up destroyed. That's the enemy's voice. Ashokuna Masanda. People will say to you, you ain't going to make it. You going down. You will never see the light of day. Though they ain't only in it for a moment, but watch at the end. They're going to mess it up. See, God is testing your heart. God is seeing what's inside of you. He puts us in situations not to destroy us, but to test our heart. You hear the rattling of the chains as Satan tries to bind you to your habits once more. And you wonder, Lord, how will I ever get up from this? I'm going down so low. What you can do, you know you can't overturn the enemy. and you are no match for him in a fight. You are helpless against him. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. So you stand before him, coward and trembling and fearful. You may say to yourself, I just go back to my old ways. Come on, Holy Spirit. That way, at least I won't be spared from the supernatural or this warfare that I'm going through. And if you feel like you're going through a warfare, praise God, and you feel like, glory to God, nothing is acting or coming your way, praise God, hallelujah. That is the enemy that wants you to give up and throw in the towel. It's too much for me, but you know you can't go back to your old master. Come on, if you turn back now, glory to God, if you desert Christ, it will cost you your life. I ask you how many Israelites would have been spared if they returned to Egypt. No, not one would have survived. They all would have been hewn to pieces. Why? The enemy is a bloodthirsty killer out to destroy us. Out to destroy everything that God has already done in our lives. That's the Pharaoh of your life. At this point, many Christians become caught up in all hellish cycles and sins and confess and sin and confess. Amen. Praise God. They sin, confess, sin, confess. God, I won't. God, look, you know me. God, no. That's not what God says. God says, come out. They run to their friends, counselors, and anyone who will listen to them as they weep and cry and pray. Such believers will do anything except stand still and trust the Lord to bring their deliverance. God has a deliverance with your name on the people of God. God has a deliverance, amen, to bring you out, praise God. The Pharaoh of your life, what's chasing you? What's causing you, praise God, to mistrust and glory to God, not trust God? What is the Pharaoh, glory to God, that God need to take under and let it dry out? Praise God. Yes, the Old Testament gives us example after example of how we have no power in our flesh to fight spiritual battles. We have no power. Glory to God. That's why I say, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. Glory to God, because I don't have no power to fight no battles. Amen. Our old man is utterly weak and powerless, but we have a new man inside of us, and he, glory to God, and he is to submit his life totally to the Lord's hand. The new man understands there is no human way out, that God has to do all the fighting for him. We resist the devil not in our strength, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is revealed in us by faith alone. Anybody believe the Lord, amen, by his Spirit? Glory to God. He can save. He can deliver his people. Glory to God. Glory to God. And he's given us clear direction. Ah, come on, Holy Spirit. God speaks to his people by his Spirit. And he makes the Spirit voice very clear to us. Thy ears shall hear the word behind thee, he says, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left hand. He said, you're going to hear my voice behind you. Come on, somebody. The voice of God's Spirit comes to us primarily through the scriptures. He may open up, come on, glory to God, the biblical passages that will be the key to our deliverance. You know, when you spend that quiet time with God, he starts speaking through his word. But before we can hear his voice of direction, God requires something us, glory to God, of us. We are to stand still and wait upon him to act. This word is not a suggestion, but a commandment, and it is the secret to our total victory and deliverance. Indeed, the Lord commanded his people to stand still on many occasions. For example, in Joshua 3, we read of another crossing Israel had to make at the Jordan River. God instructed the people, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Then the Lord added, as soon as the sole of your feet of the priest shall rest in the water of Jordan, the waters of Jordan shall be cut off, and they shall stand upon a heap. Meaning that when the priest's feet steps in the water. My God, the water will roll back and stand in a heap. God was saying, when you get to the water, plant your feet in it and just stand there. Be still. Rest. Don't try to figure out what I'm up to next. Just wait for me to act. I will part the waters for you. Did you hear the Spirit of God speak, people of God? Just rest. We always trying to figure God out. You know, I always say now, I was always trying to figure God out. Lord, what in the world is going on? And I got to a point where I say now, praise God, okay, God, I'll get out your business. That's how God's going to do it. When he do it, praise God. That's my eureka moment. Lord, I thank you because you did. I don't know how, glory to God, but I know you're going to do it, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we just get out of God's business and let God be God in our lives. He tells us, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That means that he got a plan. I don't know the plan, but all I got to do is walk with him, praise God. All I do is got to put my hand in his hand and give him my life, and he will work it out for me, praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. God is working out something that's so serious in your life. Praise God that you thought, amen, praise God, that you had to fight on your own. But let me tell you, praise God, God is saying, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Some might have been tempted to build some kind of platoon bridge to try to get across on their own genealogy, whatever they try to do. Praise God, their own genius. They thought they was knowing how to do everything, but that would have been all in vain. God had already had a plan for the lives of his people. He already knew how he was going to bring them out. He already knew, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, how he was going to deliver us. He already knew, amen, how he was going to bless us. He already knew, praise God, how he was going to open doors. He already knew how he was going to heal us. He already knew that all he needed was one word, praise God, to bring our lives back up, praise God. All he know, praise God, that God thought of the Lord of Messiah. He just wanted us to trust him in the midst of all the things that's going on in our lives. When God answers, amen, praise God, it is done, people of God. It is done, glory to God. With our obedience, God has already done. God did act on that occasion. He did part the water, and he did it because Israel's act of obedience was accomplished by faith. They did it, people of God. See, it comes with obedience. Obedience to stand still. Obedience to get your hands out of it. Obedience, amen. You ain't got to cuss nobody out. You ain't got to fuss nobody out. You ain't got to try to make them move, praise God. God will do it. Your obedience to be still and know that God is God in your life, that he will fight your every battle, praise God, is enough for God. Then you go quarter by Sunday. Then you're active in faith. God is going to promote you. You don't know how he's going to do it, praise God, but he will do it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God will do it, praise God, at the drop of the hat. When your faith line up with his faith, praise God, that God told the Lord of Messiah, your obedience line up with the obedience, glory to God, that God wants you to have, praise God, when he puts you in that tight situation, that means that now God can move. When you say, Lord, I done all I can do, I just put it in your hand, then you let it go, and let God be God. On other occasions, Israel king was commanded to stand still rather than to act. After Samuel anointed Saul as king, he escorted him to the edge of the city. And at one point, Samuel said to Saul, stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of God. Samuel was saying, Saul, I just anointed you, and yet already your mind is racing. You're thinking, what is God doing? How can I know his voice, his will? Stop striving, Saul. Do you want to hear from God? Do you want direction from him? Then stand still and listen. Somebody say, I'm a title, stand still and listen. I'll give you God's word. Stand still and listen. This perfectly illustrates the principle I want to emphasize here. The word of the Lord, the voice of direction and deliverance, is given to those who come to a place of standards before God. In 2 Chronicles, we read that Judah was being invaded by a coalition of mighty armies. The scripture says King Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast through all Judah. The people began to pray, cry, "In thy hands is there not power and might? Able to withstand thee? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Once again, we see there is nothing wrong with being afraid. God is long-suffering towards us. And he does not hold our fear against us. He know already how fearful we are, praise God, in situations that we cannot control. In fact, we are to pray the same prayer that Jehoshaphat prayed. Lord, I'm frightened. I'm scared. I'm scared at this point. Listen, people of God, if there's been some times, amen, in my life, praise God, I don't even know what to do. I'm speechless. I'm frightened. Glory to God. I don't know, but I know that you made me strong, God, but I'm frightened. I'm getting older, God, and I don't know what to do, praise God. And when we start being sincere with God, come on, Holy Spirit, we got to be sincere. Lord, I'm not that strong person. Amen, praise God. I'm an old tiger. I'm going under right now. I need you to pull me back up, praise God. I need a little more faith right now, praise God. Yeah, God, throw it over my side. The enemy is coming in like a flood. But I do know that you have all power and might. Nothing, Lord, except to pray, and I will fix my eyes upon you. Then came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Here is what the Spirit commanded. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the battle is not yours. Come on, Holy Spirit, but God. He shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Position yourself. Come on, Holy Spirit. Position yourself. Stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. See, he didn't say you was by yourself. The Lord is with you. Come on, Holy Spirit. The phrase stand still means take your position. Take your position. Do not waver in this matter. In other words, take a position of faith. Be convinced the battle is the Lord. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Any demon that comes against you has to come against me, Christ, in you. It is the Lord's battle to fight, not yours. You may remember what happened in the story when the men of Judah went out to fight that great army. They found their enemies already slain on the battlefield. Come on, Holy. When you read, glory to God, Jehoshaphat, they were slain all over. The mighty soldier had gotten up and in the middle of the night began to fight themselves. They turned against themselves. And sometimes, amen, praise God, God will call. See, people think that they're doing something to you when they gather together one another. They turned upon themselves, amen. They begin to fight each other, and they ended up destroying each other. See, you don't have to fight that battle. That battle, amen, when they speak against you, praise God, yet God, don't worry about it, because after a while, praise God, they be calling you, praise God. Why? Because God will make them turn against one another, praise God, in order to bring you out with his strong hand, in order to show mansion of the Lord. The army from Judah simply picked up the spoil and marched back home in a great victory procession. Amen. Praise God. Because when they began to fight themselves, amen, praise God, they had so much stuff. And when Judah came, praise God, they took everything, praise God, and began to go home in great victory. They hadn't even lifted up a sword. The Lord had done all the fighting for them. Amen. Praise God. The psalmist writes, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, he said. I will be exalted in the earth, praise God. The literal translation means that cease and forsake all your striving and acknowledge that I am God. In other words, quit striving. Stop all your efforts to deliver yourself. Acknowledge that God alone can save you. And you may say, but Apostle, didn't Israel sometimes have to take up arms and do battle? Yes, they did. Glory to God. Glory to God. But on this condition that they first stood silent before the Lord and received detailed directions from him. Glory to God. I'm talking about detail. They didn't move out, praise God. See, a lot of times we run before God. And I've learned, glory to God, in my life, praise God, don't run because my faith, glory to God, that God has given me, and I give God the glory. I will just go launch on out there, praise God. But glory to God, if I launch on out there, that means that the Spirit of God is not with me. I'm on that altar. By sitting in the hood of Messiah. I'm by myself. So therefore, praise God, we have to get detailed direction from God. That's what Joshua did before the battle of Jericho. He got detailed marching orders before doing anything, and his victory brought God all the glory. See, when you let God do it, God gets the glory. You ain't got to do nothing. God gets the glory. Let me tell you what I believe requires a matter of standing still before the Lord. The faith stand still does not mean being passive or resting on faith. Faith says whatever will be. But faith changes everything. And standing still is an act of faith. My God, an active resting on God's promises, resting on God's promise. I rest on God's promise. I rest on God's promise. I rest on God's promise. I'm talking to somebody. Rest on the promise of God. It's determination to cease all questions, doubts, and useful striving. Amen. Praise God. Rest on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ever since we've been in ministry, a major area of striving for me has been a matter of knowing the voice of God. I believe the struggling is common to many of us today. We constantly ask, how can I know if it's God's voice, if I'm hearing? How can I discern whether it's his or mine or my flesh? Because there's so many voices that speaking. Whenever I face critical needs and that requires an answer, I turn to the Lord in prayer and cry out, Father, your word says you speak to your people. Please, God, speak to me. Speak to me. Come on, people of God. Speak to me, God. Give me God your direction. Give me your directions. And I end up quoting the scripture back to promises of God. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. See, those things, I'll be glory to God. You start quoting some stuff. Thy ears shall hear the word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Come on, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, my word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. See, those are God's word, praise God. Indeed, a still small voice often comes to us. As God began to speak, we suddenly have a great sense of peace and calm, the voice of comfort, soothing. And it leaves our prayer closet feeling wonderful. Have you ever prayed and you come out of prayer and you feel like, God, I thank you because I know that you answer. See, in your spirit, you have to know that by faith, I'm going to my prayer closet. By faith, when I leave it there, I trust you to work it out the way you want to work it out. Not how I'm telling you to work it out, God, but how you want to work it out. The most authority does lead us to deliver us by the voice of the Holy Spirit. But all too often, the word we hear in our prayer doesn't come to pass sometimes. In fact, it can sometimes prove us to be wrong sometimes, because sometimes, amen, it's something that you want. And we realize we heard another voice, not Christ, is such a case. It had to be either the voice of our own desire and ambition or the voice of our flesh. Please understand, people, I'm not talking about hearing foolish things. Over the years, I've heard people attribute many things, fleshy things, the voice of the Lord. Rather, I'm talking about godly believers who cling to God's word and faithfully seek him for direction. And when the word they receive somehow goes wrong, a cloud of doubt comes upon them, and they end up confused and crying out, "Oh, Lord, I did everything I know to do. I prayed. I held on to your word. You know I want to hear and your will, Lord. And I know I'm under your blood." You know how we talk. How could I have messed up so badly? How did I mistake another voice for you? Oh, Lord, how can I ever trust any voice again? Paul described the feeling this way. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Yet we forget that Paul also says, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without significance. There are thousands of voices, including the voice of the flesh, a voice of the will, a voice of ambition, and all screams for our mind's attention. It doesn't matter how much we pray, how close we are to the Lord, how many hours we spend in his word, we all are fallible. And we all make mistakes. Our flesh still has a voice. And at times, it gets in the way. You know it gets in the way. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you how God brought us through the test of faith. Become to sit on the truth that the Lord orders our steps, people of God. See, when you don't know, God says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because we don't know which way to go. We don't know, glory to God, how we are going to make it to the next step. We don't know, but we're convinced God prearranged and set us up for circumstances. We have promised us by covenant. He leads us and guides us by the Spirit and keeps us from falling. So now I pray in faith, believe in his word, to glory to God, and stand still and wait for him to act. You see, when God makes a promise, it is no longer a matter of grace. Rather, it is legal. He seals all his promise with an oath, and he has the right to stand on them legally. God can't back away from any of his promises, or he wouldn't be God. So we can hold to each promise and say, Lord, I'm going to stand on what you said. No, your promise is your voice speaking directly to me. You may say, wait a minute. Do you mean we're not supposed to commune with the Lord? Of course. But the fact is, our communion with God isn't restricted to worship, praise, or prayer. Our communion with him also includes trust in him. To commune with him is actually leaning on his written, revealed word. The Holy Spirit speaks mostly by leading us. Amen. To showing us God's mind on any matter and telling us what steps to take. Why should he speak with an inner voice when we will not hear his revealed written voice? In fact, God doesn't have to tell us anything, amen, praise God, for us to have intimacy with him. He doesn't have to reveal his plans to us. In fact, we can have intimacy with God simply by giving up our efforts to figure out his voice. This kind of intimacy says, Lord, even if I never hear another word from you, you still given me everything I need. I know you love me. Your word has come to me, and I'm going to rest in that. All I ask is that you keep your promise to me. There is no reply necessary. You know, sometimes, praise God, when people be speaking and they try to explain stuff, and you said, no reply necessary, because now it is already settled with you. So people of God, let it be settled with you today. Be still and know that God is God in your life. Like he said, the enemy that you seen on yesterday, you will see no more. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. God has given us enough covenant promises to see us through in the midst of crisis and trials. According to his divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to the glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of his divine nature. I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. So whatever has come your way, and whatever you may be going through, and it may be good with you right now, but remember the word of the Lord. When something comes up in your life and the Lord gives you a calmness of be still and know that I am God, I, the Lord thy God, will fight your every battle. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. For his written word, for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit this morning. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For who he is in our lives. And I'm going to continue. Prayerfully, I will continue what the Lord has given me. Amen. Praise God. Right now, amen. Praise God. God has spoken. Hold on to the promises of God, knowing that he is ruler over your life. The Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. You shall walk in the things of God and the glory of God. God has healing, deliverance to make us free. And whatever is fearful for you at this point in time, know that God has your back. Just stand still. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. I had this morning, the Lord was giving me, amen, praise God, to decree a fresh fire over you and a fresh anointing over you. So today, praise God, I thank and praise God. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You have been on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, amen, and with the pastor, also Pastor Matthew McNeil, praise God, hallelujah. And if you want to get in touch with me for any reason, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. I want to thank all the ones that's been supporting this ministry, whether you've been tithing, offering. Amen. I pray God would bless you. Amen. Keep you. Praise God. Hallelujah. As you bless the kingdom of God, when you bless the kingdom of God, praise God, there always be something that God does for us. Amen. Praise God. Just that obedience right there, blessing his kingdom, not Carolyn's kingdom, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, that being said, amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And don't forget, people of God, we have, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, amen, is prayer time, amen, glory to God. If you want to join me, amen, praise God, I will give you the time of, you know, just call me and I can give you the times, amen, of where you live at, amen, praise God, hallelujah, and the phone number, glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit. And don't forget on Thursday, amen, at 6 p.m., Pastor Ilona Waters will be on, and she did amazing. I mean, the word of God went through me on Thursday. Amen. Praise God. It was just another refreshing word that the Lord has given her. So Pastor Ilona Waters, amen, True Vine International Ministry, will be on at 6 p.m. Join her. Amen. Support the ministries. Amen. Praise God. Where the word of God is fresh, glory to God, where the word of God will go deep in your soul. Amen. And change change your life. Amen. Praise God. Because we know the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than every two-edged sword, piercing the divide asunder, soul, spirit, joint, and marrow, and the discern of the heart and the intents of the heart. Okay? So make sure you're here. Amen. With the word of God. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name, Father. We thank you, Father God, for your word today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit, Father God, on this day, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Yes, God, for all that's on this line this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will bless them in abundance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we, glory to God, seek you, Father God. We're putting our hand in your hands, Father God, that you will lead and direct our path, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And not only that, Father God, but we trust you, Father God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God. We trust you with our life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Well, we don't know what to do, which way to turn. Glory to God. We have no answer, Lord God. We have to trust you because you have the best life for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as you said, Lord God, that is an act of obedience, Father God. That is a time of worship with you when we trust you, glory to God, to get us to the next level in life, Father God. We believe you, glory to God, that you're going to do great and mighty things, glory to God, which we know not of, Father God. And we will see things, glory to God, that we know not of, Father God, because you're bringing us into a place, glory to God, of new dimensions, Father God. You're bringing us into a place of healing, deliverance, God. You are bringing us in a place, Lord God, where poverty is broken, Father God. Yes, holy, in the name of Jesus. Poverty mindsets are broken, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But we will totally trust and believe in you that you are going to do what you say you're going to do. We thank you, glory to God, because your promises are amen. Glory to God. Yes and amen. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So God, bless your people. Bless their home, bless their family, bless their children, bless their grandchildren, God, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, bless our day, Father God. This is the day that you have made, God. You said we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. So we thank you for this Sunday morning service, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, and we're going to hold on to your word, Father God. We're going to hold on to the promises of God. We're going to know that when you bring us to something, that you are just proving our heart. It's only us to get us to the next level of trusting you, and that you can be glorified through our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Father God. We lift you up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I decree and declare, glory to God, fresh fire as you have spoken over us. Father God, in the name of Jesus. A fresh anointed over us, God, in the name of Jesus. Take the weights off, Father God. Take the weights off right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus, the authority that you have given me, fresh fire, fresh anointing. Because you said if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light shall shine up in its way. So I decree over them, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with his seed and joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I'm leaving you with a song. Amen. Know that your change is going to come. Amen.
It's been a long it will.
One more thing.
Hang around. It's been a long time, a long time coming, but I know,
hallelujah,
a change gonna come. Oh yes it will.
Let me just finish.
Then I go and I say, brother, help me please. Oh yes, sir. But he winds up knocking, knocking, knocking me. Now I think I'm able to carry on. I know it's been a long,
oh yeah,
a long time coming, but I.
Oh!